Hey there, awesome folks. This is Mentor Shelley wanting to make sure that you become a better version of yourself professionally. Guys, I apologize. I am a tad bit late, a good 5-10 minutes. Just wanted to make sure everything was set up properly. You guys can see me, if you guys can hear me. Definitely go ahead and drop a like in the chat so we can at least get started on this subject matter today. I'm always here talking about different topics, different things in regards to what is going on, what's the next latest and greatest job market trend, only because I want to make sure that you are able to take advantage of some of those market trends if they're advantageous to you. And if they're not, then you would be, you know, you'd be well in within your time and space to make sure that you are not doing damage to yourself in the job market, or doing things that could potentially hurt your chances in the job market. All right, guys. So this is the one of the latest trends that we have going on called loud quitting. And what might loud quitting be, you might ask? There is a definition, of course, in the show notes, but I want to make sure that we at least tackle that piece of things before we dive into what's going on with it, why is it important, and how it affects us, whether it be, you know, whether it be advantageously or not so advantageously. It just depends on where in the job market you fit in. So let's go ahead and define what the heck this thing is called loud quitting, shall we? So loud quitting, what is it? And how to stop it at work. Let's make sure we're here, guys. If anybody that comes into the chat, say hello by dropping a one in the chat, saying hello. You want to, if you want to drop in your city and state that you are here joining the live chat from, go ahead and do so. If you just want to say hello and contribute to the conversation, please go ahead and drop your questions in the chat. Guys, what is this loud quitting anyway? So what is loud quitting? Loud quitting is a now workplace trend that involves an employee making a scene or openly expressing perceived negative aspects of their work experience before or during their resignation. This phenomenon grew out of the Great Resignation, similar to quiet quitting, which we have discussed in length what quiet quitting truly is. The official definition is loud quitting in the workplace is all about making a big exit and a statement. Rather than simply disengaging or quietly resigning, workers cause conflict or actively call out work conditions. In this phenomenon, the employee leaves their job boldly, expressively, and showing that colleagues and superiors can't ignore their experience. This kind of quitting often involves making strong statements, having heated arguments, or pulling off dramatic actions, all to send a powerful message about why the worker is leaving. This concept may also include employees turning to social media or similar public-facing outlets to spread the word about the employee's reasons for leaving and the conditions at the company. Guys, of course, if you are here as you're coming in, go ahead and like, comment, share. If you guys want to contribute to the conversation, go ahead and drop your question, comment, concern in the chat. Now, let's come back on. Let me come back on before I jump into the actual article that we're going to discuss today and how loud quitting is affecting this particular employee or other employees, either negatively or positively. Loud quitting sounds like a lot of what people do. It's really a lot of these workplace trends or job market trends are more rebranding, so to speak, because quiet quitting was nothing more than coasting back in the day. So loud quitting is now more like, okay, well, you quit, but you want to make a big statement essentially when you quit. Loud quitting is nothing more truly than just that. So in essence of wanting to make sure that you guys have a better understanding of what's going on, here is the other piece, because I want to make sure that you guys understand how this is affecting people in the workplace environment now. And we're going to examine, is it truly advantageous or is it something that we should probably stay away from as career professionals that want to progress, that want to move within an organization, possibly. All right. Can you guys still see me? Yes. Wave, drop a one, smiley face, something, guys. Let me know somebody's here. Okay. So let's go ahead and jump into the article that I wanted to feature this evening. Okay. Let's see here. All righty. So loud pudding. Let's see here. The article is from Business Insider. And the title is, it's written by the author, Kayla Yu. I'm loud quitting after my job RTO had a return to office mandate. I openly called out management and I'm only staying for the paycheck. There might be reasons you don't want to necessarily share that fact out loud, but let's go into it. This tech worker says their company recently announced a twice a week RTO mandate. Right? Okay. RTO mandate, which is return to the office mandate. Since the announcement, they say the office morale isn't very high, of course, and employees try to skip out. The worker said they will continue to push back and loud quit until they find a better job. Might want to be careful how you do that. As is told to SA, is based on a conversation with a 31-year-old tech worker in New York. They've asked to remain anonymous for professional reasons. Well, obviously. But Insider has verified their identity and the employment with documentation. The following has been edited for length and clarity. Of course, this is, of course, the ideal picture of what a remote worker looks like. And, of course, you guys, you know, I'm an advocate for that. However, we want to business up top, party on the bottom. That's pretty much the image that portrays here. Of course, breaking the rules, it's kind of a rebellious take on all of these things. But let's continue. I used to love my job, but company culture has changed vastly since I started there 5 years ago. I'm a solutions engineer and I've been loud quitting since April because that's most likely when the return to work mandate came into play. For me, loud quitting manifests openly questioning leadership, calling out management, and pushing back against their decisions. I care about doing quality work. I don't care about the company's mission. Wait a minute now. Hold on. Press pause. That's an issue. But let's continue. The company used to celebrate work-life balance. Now we're being forced to return to the office. I love the company culture when I started, even before the pandemic normalized remote work. The company allowed employees to take a day to work from home if needed. It also celebrated our well-being, which that sounds great. Fortunately, a lot of them are not prioritizing that anymore. We went fully remote in March of 2020 at the start of COVID. And my team was able to adapt so quickly that I was fully sold on working remotely, obviously. However, within the last year, they've wanted us to return to the office. A lot of employers have actually followed suit with that particular request. So it's unfortunate, but true, because a lot of employers are moving to that because there are the minor few, less than 5% of remote workers that truly messed it up for everybody else. That's part of the issue. But let's continue. At first, we were just encouraged to come back in twice a week, but management recently announced a mandatory 2-day in-person work schedule. They even started tracking who was at their desks. Well, that could border on micromanaging. The morale around the office isn't very high, and the employees are trying to skip out as much as possible because we've already proven that we can complete our work remotely, all of it. I'm actively resisting and the ongoing return to office, and I don't trust my company. I feel that the administration deliberately holds back information about significant company-wide decisions and can't admit they're wrong or made mistakes. I'm actively against the return to office mandate since management cannot show why it's beneficial for us to return. I can't take our leadership, our leadership team seriously, and I have no qualms about fighting their decisions, specifically with the return to work office. Our company culture has changed drastically but significantly over the last 3 years after being purchased by a private equity firm. There have been several rounds of layoffs, new hired management, and less transparency about decision making. This also drove my longtime employees, who were the real champions of the old culture, to seek employment elsewhere. Yes, people have choices, which accelerated the culture change. I feel like the administration has been operating with confusion and a general lack of transparency. As a result, I've developed a lack of trust and respect. I continue to loud quit until I find a better job. And we are going to take a pause there. Guys, I personally have no issues with people loud quitting as far as the sense of it. The problem that I have is with this. If you're going to loud quit, have a plan and put it in place. Because unfortunately, guys, as career professionals, you have to do things with a level of professionalism that even though you have to be careful how you call people out too. You have to do it in a professional manner. Pretty much keep in mind, if somebody's putting you on blast, do you want them to put you on blast with attitude, or you want them to put you on blast with some form of, you know, some form of diplomacy? That's pretty much what we have here. And unfortunately, the power struggle in this whole loud quitting situation is with the employer, because they can terminate at any time. Because they want people to return to the office. Now, there's been proof, there's been scientific proof that I've actually personally read that shows that when employees are truly working from home and not fooling around and doing nonsense. Hello, Miss Charwilly. Welcome to the show. Yes, welcome, welcome. You know, go ahead. If you guys are in the show and you guys want to say hello, you guys want to contribute to the conversation, you can drop a one or drop your comment in the chat. Charwilly, welcome to the show. Charwilly, I understand. She's like, I don't want to go back. I understand. I know you don't. But I also want you guys to be aware in the power structure of this, who has the upper hand. And the unfortunate part about that is it's your employer. So Char, yeah, I have no problem with you loud quitting, but do you have something lined up in the event that they say you're terminated on the spot? That's one of my concerns for anybody that really wants to do this. I have no problem with having employees keep employers accountable for what they say that they're going to do versus what they actually do. Because employers, believe it or not, are placed on a higher level as far as liabilities are concerned, as far as what they're supposed to do versus what they actually do. So you want to make sure that if you are going to loud quit, and I'm saying this with extreme caution, folks, if you are going to loud quit, please have a plan in place. In other words, like, be interviewing, because if you go loud quit, eventually that manager or that person that's not doing right, or the way things are being run is being run inefficiently based on what you know, or what you have been observing. If They don't like accountability. They're going to show it in many ways. Some employers will retaliate through management or through the person that you report to directly. Some of them will straight up find a reason to terminate you. All of a sudden, they have a layoff, and the only person they're laying off is you. So you have to be very careful. I know you don't want to go back, Shara, or anybody else that's been working remotely for the past 2 years. And if you're showing that you're productive, I don't see an issue with it. I have to be honest, being in HR, I'm also on the other side of this. Listen, don't fault me. I'm just a messenger in this particular capacity. Now I'm switching off the career coach hat and I'm putting on the HR consulting hat. Okay. Now, from an HR standpoint, the unfortunate part about it is HR has to uphold whatever the company leaders deem to be appropriate action going forward for their organization. You have some organizations, as I have talked about on this channel, that are vehemently against remote work. When we're talking about overemployment, because they don't want people working two jobs instead of one job remotely. So a lot of what's driving a lot of these employers that are vehemently against remote work, or a lot of them started the return to work mandate, return to the office mandate, because they are trying to prevent people from becoming overemployed. Yeah, sure. I know that's the thing. A lot of HR professionals are kind of in the middle on this. I mean, we may agree with people loud quitting or quiet quitting or, you know, getting their hustle on and being overemployed. However, we also have to uphold the regulations and we have to keep the employer compliant. So a lot of what's happening, Shar, is, and anyone else that and all the people that's watching that is staying quiet for some reason. Come on, guys. I love an interactive conversation. So if you have a comment or you have a question, please go ahead and put it in the chat. A lot of what's going on is a tug of war in a sense. And unfortunately, because employers over the past 2 years of all of the things that's been going on felt that they were losing power because people were quitting left and right to jump and get raises, or their last year or year before, people were dropping jobs months at a time because they're getting $10,000 more a year, $20,000 more a year, $50,000 more a year to do the same exact job based on the industry you're in. So, and they also found that they've also had an issue with people working remotely two jobs or three jobs, that which is also called overemployment. A lot of the pushback and requiring people to come back to offices, that's part of it. The other part of it is that some companies have experienced where employees have, their productivity has lessened being remote. Now that's not the majority, that's in the minority. I personally can tell you when I work remotely, they got more work out of me when I was at home. Because one, I didn't have to, not that I didn't wash my behind, but they got more work out of me because the time it took me to drive to work and the time it took me to drive back home ended up being dedicated to the job that I was doing. So I'd be working 10 hours, 11 hours easy instead of 8. They'd get more work out of me when I was working remote. But a lot of employers, unfortunately, for the majority of people that are doing that, they're focused on the minority of people that were slacking off. Or they'll get upset because employees have figured out how to get their job done in less time. So a lot of those employees were starting to do side hustles from home or doing side hustles outside of the home. It just depends. And of course, you have some employers that straight up is hating on you, hating on people a little bit because they want to make sure that you're loyal to their company. On this channel, we are loyal to our own personal economy, not an employer. Okay. So if the employer is helping you to achieve what you want for your own personal economy, no problem. But some of them want that kind of loyalty. We're not 5-year-old children. So that's neither here nor there. So let me put my career coach back, his hat is back on. So Shar says they don't mind that people are over their head in debt, but they care more if you have more than one job. Exactly. Listen to me. Nobody dreams of labor. Let's be clear here. Nobody dreams of labor. However, if getting a second job while you at home is going to help you to pay down that house, pay down these student loans, which, by the way, the payments start this month for most folks. They're hating on that because what? They don't want people to become financially free. Oh, sorry. Did I say that? Shut up. I can't say that out loud. My bad. Of course, as you guys are coming in, go ahead and drop a like the video. Like the video and please contribute to the conversation with your comments and your questions. Of course, Char says, of course, they don't mind. Char says, give me a pension and I'm loyal. Pensions? Do employers even know what that is anymore? The last time I heard somebody talk about pensions, it's an employer that was around for 100 years. And most of those pensions are not being funded because that was the last time I saw pension being mentioned in the news. They're all their pensions. I think it was a trucking company where their pensions balances have disappeared. Not a good thing. Not a good thing at all. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, you know, at the end of the day, we have to be mindful of what it is that we really want out of the job market. Yeah, there are these trends. There's quiet quitting. We talked about quiet quitting, which is pretty much coasting. I see nothing wrong with quiet quitting. You're getting your job done. You're doing what they ask for, as well as making a plan, an exit plan out of there. Loud quitting, on the other hand, is, I'm going to say this. My caveat, I want to add this piece to the loud quitting. If you're going to do it, have a concrete plan, please. Meaning that if you're going to loud quitting, you're going to start calling management out. You're going to start calling out the executive leadership. You're going to start calling out all sorts of folks. Please make sure you have another gig lined up because some of these employers don't like to be accountable. They want employees to be accountable, but they don't want to be accountable themselves. And they tend to take the necessary actions so they can either shut you up or not be accountable at all. So if you're going to do it, as I say it, if you're going to do it, have a plan of exit. Phew. Yeah. Because 9 times out of 10, eventually they are going to have a problem with you calling them out on their foolishness. Now, some of the stuff may be unnecessary, but if you are going to allow quit, guys, make sure the call out that you have is, it can be documented. It can be obvious. You have to make sure whatever you're going at them with, listen, we don't like this return to office mandate. Nah, obviously. That's what people are kicking against. This is, loud quitting is nothing more than people are like, listen, y'all full of you know what. So, you know, that's part of it. Is loud quitting an advantageous thing for career professionals to actually practice? As long as you have a plan, yes. It's advantageous because you have some employers that are really looking to make their organizations better that will take the feedback and use the feedback to actually improve their bottom line, to improve their company. Then you have others that will not want the accountability and will want you to shut the hell up. And what they will do to shut you the hell up is you. So it just depends. Now, is it something negative or positive? It could become negative depending on how the employer responds to you loud quitting. In that article, that guy is going to continue to complain and say things and call people out. As long as it's done professionally, I have no problem with having accountability go across the board from the employer standpoint as well as the employee. It makes for an improved work environment, and it also makes it makes gives room, or it gives the employer a chance to truly understand the concerns of their employees. And I have no issue with that either. So guys, if you have other questions in regards to what loud quitting may be, please, if you have questions, please go ahead and put them in the chat. I'm going to give you guys an opportunity. If you guys want to join the conversation up here with me, great. If not, I want to make sure that if you are planning on loud quitting and you don't have a plan in please get one. And if you do need help with that plan, you can go to mentorshelly.com/consultations. I am more than happy to help you put a plan together to make sure that if you do decide to loud quit, you have your options laid out and ready to go. In the event that you have to take swift action, if the accountability that you're trying to hold the employer to is not received well. So, outside of that, if you are getting ready to go on an interview, or you're in salary negotiations right now with a particular employer and you need help with that, or you want to get your LinkedIn profile updated, I provide all those services. You can go to mentorshelly.com/consultations to get the proper assistance with that. Or if you are going through a layoff process right now, I do have a layoff rejuvenation course that is coming up in the next few weeks. You'll be hearing about it in the interwebs very, very soon, like in the next week or so. You'll be seeing commercials across the social media platforms that I am a part of. Guys, outside of that, if you have any regular additional questions about what's going on in the employee space and the and other employee trends that you'd like me to discuss, you know, Char says, she said, I'm going to quietly get overemployed. Of course. Shh, can't tell nobody. I won't tell nobody if you won't, Char. As a matter of fact, let me take that comment off. Hold on. Let's go back. I'm not going to tell nobody, Char. I promise. Of course, if you're looking to be overemployed as well and you're needing help with strategically doing that and doing that with strategy and intention as well, I definitely help you with that as well. That's all part of your career strategy based on the goals that you have. And of course, if you have regular employee-related questions or articles or videos that you'd like me to react to or provide my insight as a career coach on, you can definitely go to mentorshelly.com/contact, where you can leave me a voicemail or an email message. And I'm more than happy to return your voicemail or email within 24 hours, guys. Of course, I'm here as a career coach to help you to become a better version of yourself professionally. And of course, as a human resources consultant, if you are looking for help to structure your business, whether it be with SOPs, needing help with, you know, with making sure you have the proper job descriptions and other type of process development strategies, you can go ahead and go to mentorshelly.com/HR cons. Char, we really appreciate you participating in the live tonight and everyone else that joined us. We wanted to stay quiet, and that's fine. We love you regardless. I appreciate you guys joining me for the live today. And of course, if you have additional questions, go to mentorshelly.com/contact. You can leave me a voicemail or an email message, and I'm more than happy to return your voicemail or email within 24 hours. Whether you have a business or you are a career professional wanting to be able to work through some of these workplace trends, you want to become overemployed, or you're looking to truly, you know, increase or improve your personal economy, definitely here to help you with that. And of course, this is Mentor Shelley wanting to make sure that you become a better version of yourself professionally, guys. No matter what the trends are, you have to make sure that you are becoming a better professional. All right, guys, take care. You have a good one.